Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Raphael Okonkwor. Raphael Okonkwor. Date of birth is 1/15/1972. Date of service is 12/14/2022. Mr. Raphael Okonkwor comes here with a history of severe pain in the left shoulder, right elbow, and right knee. The pains have been persistent to the level of 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 and are affecting his ADLs completely. He reports that general activity, mood, and enjoyment of life are affected 10, and walking ability, work, and relationship with people are affected 9. 30% improvement has been obtained since the patient saw us. And system review, neurology, and psych, there is no positive symptoms except anxiety and depression. And in the pain and numbness, patient reports that he has a pain in the lower back and some pain in the left shoulder and the right knee as the worst, with moderate difficulty in walking. The patient report that he has had issues with the knee. He had a knee surgery for the right knee on June 3rd, 2022 with Dr. Matthew Youssef, and he underwent a surgery for the meniscus repair. But the pains have not gone. In addition, patient suffers from gout that is complicating his knee pain also. Rest of the GI, GU, respiratory are negative. In last 30 days, patient reports his pain has worsened as he has no pain medication. And no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss is reported. Sorry, there is a weight loss in the last 30 days, 5 pounds is reported. Trauma, no other trauma. Current pain medication, indomethacin, colchicine, allopurinol, and Percocet for pain relief. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 138. Over 69, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit, which is 1209-011 and also 1209-008. The diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is as follows. Patients provided Percocet 10, 325, one pill a day for 15 tablets are provided to cover up the pain. And patient is referred to orthopedic surgeon Dr. Cohen to review the MRI again, see if it will take some more treatment. His legs were reviewed, maps have been reviewed. He's continuing on the medication that were provided to him. Lidocaine gel, lidocaine patch, Voltaren gel is also provided. His MRIs were reviewed and they were found positive. They're dated 8/5/2021. There is a disc bulge at L4, L5 and a broad base disc herniation at L5, S1, which will require lumbar epidural steroid injection, time 4 to 6. Regarding the knee pain, I'm not sure if the pain is coming from his menisci at all. It could be possible that his pain is because of the gout. And he's being actively being treated for gout. He's advised to continue all the gout medications. He also has a left shoulder MRI dated 8/5/2021, which shows supraspinatus, infraspinal tendinosis, tendinitis worse within the former, subacromial bursitis, and mild to moderate fibrosis, capsular hypertrophy of AC joint. That may require additional shots to the left shoulder. However, the pain in the left shoulder is quite minimal. His major issue is the knee. A right knee with which he cannot walk. The MRI does show a medial meniscus tear in the anterior horn and body and lateral meniscus tear in the posterior horn and body. The date was 4/19/2022. And after the surgery, there is another MRI that shows interstitial tear in the posterior horn of lateral meniscus, reduction in the size of the posterior horn and body of the medial meniscus, presumed post-partial meniscectomy. There is anterior cruciate ligament sprain, and patient has been advised that he can benefit from some extra injections. He is going to see his primary care physician, who is going to order blood tests for him, including uric acid levels, and will share those reports and make a proper treatment plan. That'll be the end of dictation. Thank you.